Welcome to the latest episode of Voice of the Vendor, recorded live at Seven Figure MSP at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida. Today, Channel Pro Vice President and Associate Publisher Joel Zaidspinner speaks with noteworthy vendors on key acquisitions, new products and features driven by partner feedback, and providing more services to MSPs. Voice of the Vendor starts now.
Welcome to another edition of Voice of the Vendor. I'm so excited that you're here joining us today. We are on the road as always, and this week we are in South Florida again. We've been in South Florida quite a bit these past few weeks, and we're at the Hard Rock Casino here, the Seminole Hard Rock Casino in Hollywood, Florida, and we're at the Seven Figure MSP live event at the hotel, and we're meeting with some of the vendors, and one of our good friends, Eric Torres from ScalePad is with us, and Eric has been with them for what, about a year now?
A little over. It's been a year and a half, coming up on two pretty soon.
Yeah. What is your title now there?
VP of Channel.
So Eric is VP of Channel, as he's mentioned, and he is all over the country like me. I see him every week practically, or someone from his team, either him or Ray.
Yeah.
I'm always one of you guys every week, and it's great to see you both. It's great that you're here with this event, the Seven Figure MSP, which is got a couple hundred people, looks like, in the room, and a lot of content. A lot of those MSPs look like they're growing pretty fast, and looks like they're helping them grow. But tell us a little bit about what's happening at the growth over at ScalePad. We heard some news in the last week, about some takeovers, mergers, and things like that, and we wanted to hear from you what's happening. So tell us a little bit about what's going on at ScalePad.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's been a really busy year for us. This is our fifth acquisition this year alone. Earlier this year, it was Lifecycle Insights, Control Map, and Cognition 360, as well as a tool that not a lot of people are aware of yet that we're building into our backup radar platform, and that's ADEPT. That's more like disaster recovery planning tool. But the latest one from last week was an acquisition of a company called Quoter, so a quoting platform, a SaaS application for quoting to make MSPs' lives easier when it comes to quoting out their projects and regular initiatives that they have.
So how does it actually integrate with a ScalePad?
So that's the beauty of it. We are building these integrations, and this is the key as to why we acquired them, into our quoting tools. So on Lifecycle Manager, Lifecycle Insights, when an MSP proposes a solution, a warranty sale, a project, this application will seamlessly allow for that quoting to flow right through their system. So we're building that integration as we speak, and that's the whole goal. That was the missing piece with our platform, was how do we get, we're on the initiatives part, and we're proposing new project work, but how do we get that to fruition and get that into the systems as far as quoting and ultimately to cashing that check once the project does go through. So this is the missing piece, and we're really excited too. This was our biggest acquisition to date as far as a partner count and employee size that are now part of the ScalePad family. So very happy with what's been going on this year and looking forward to even more in 2024.
Well, you're just growing worldwide now, so it's gone expanded because they were at, what, New Zealand or Australia?
Yeah, Cognition 360 was, they had aspects in New Zealand. Part here as well with Aaron Kennedy, former MSP owner, and he was really spearheading the whole need for better reporting out of your tools. And yeah, so global growth, that's the plan. That's the plan for 2024 as well. And just getting out there and showing the community how we can help.
So today, an MSP can go on and out to ScalePad in the next few weeks and figure out how to integrate the products and make them work for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is the beauty of what we're building, is getting all of this information to talk to each other, all these tools talking to each other, so that when it does come time to present your solutions, your services, your recommendations to your clients, that you're gathering from the security standpoint, the backup standpoint, and building it all into your QBR process.
Well, that's a pretty hefty move for you guys, so that's congratulations to all of you.
Yeah.
You know, MSPs want to know how to learn how to, you know, grow their business and make more money, and this is a way, right?
This is absolutely a way, and then some too. We even have new solutions for additional revenue streams. We launched IT Asset Disposal and made that completely free for our partners. So another way that they can add, you know, a few bucks here and there, that adds up, but properly disposing of assets in an ethical manner and making some money on the side doing it.
That's pretty cool. Well, that's great info. Anything you have coming up on the horizon we should know about?
The year is winding down. Our last event is the biggest one, IT Nation. We'll be there. We've got five different sessions there, which is the most I've done at an IT Nation, so really looking forward to that. And then planning for 2024 and further growth next year.
We'll Channel Pro will see you there.
Yeah.
Myself and some of my other editor partners from the company will be there. We'll be walking around and interviewing both executives there and some of the vendors. So that's exciting. And if you buy something else between now and then, you know, maybe you'll tell us more about it. But in the meantime, we're really excited for you guys over at ScalePad and all the team there. We're with them on the road every week somewhere. So it's good to see you. We hope that we see you in the road 24 with Channel Pro events. And we'll see you on the road soon enough. So thanks for stopping by and meeting with Channel Pro today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Got it. So we're back here on the show floor, and we're with John Tippett from Citricom, and they are a vendor here at the event, at the seven-figure MSP Live event here in South Florida at the Hollywood Seminole Hard Rock Casino. Really nice place to visit. Don't want to leave my money here, but seems like we're all going to leave a little bit of dollars here. But it's a fun time at the event. It's a lot of people in the room and a lot of vendors here meeting with the MSPs, and we're meeting with John Tippett, who we've known for many years. He's going to tell us a little bit what's going on at Citricom and some of the new products they're offering and some new products that they're going to be able to help you with to help you grow your business at MSP. Let's hear what John's got to say. Tell us a little bit of what's happening at Citricom, Tom.
Yeah, I agree with you being at the event. This is cool. It's like a little piece of Vegas in Florida. So it's a lot of fun trying to stay focused on work and avoiding the casino draw. But yeah, we're good. We're showing Control One here primarily at the event. Of course, we have the full SASE platform, and we still have our fully managed unified communications platform. On the Control One side, one of our newest features that we're highlighting is Teleport. And that feature is cool because it came from feedback of partners saying, hey, if I have the ability to have software-defined zero-trust access across all my clients, can I have the ability to put myself in those networks? It was a great idea. So we built that out now, and it's called Teleport. And so now as an MSP running on Control One, you can see in the agent on your machine the network that you're a part of. You can pull up a list of all of your managed clients, and you can choose to teleport yourself or virtually transfer your machine into the LAN of a client. So if you're troubleshooting, you want to access a local UI for like a IP camera system or a multifunction printer, you don't have to interrupt the customer, share their screen, show them troubleshooting steps. You can actually just jump on the network and you're local. Of course, there's lots of security around this and two-factor authentication, and we log the reason and the duration of all of this, and you can control which techs are allowed to do it. But it's a really powerful feature that helps you troubleshoot and connect to networks without having to interrupt your clients at all.
That's like beam me up, Scotty, right?
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's instantaneous, and you don't have to like look through the lens of the customer or share a screen. You can just participate, open up a local UI, print test pages, and participate as if you're physically on site.
That's pretty cool. I love that. Yeah. And then you mentioned something about a new SOC offering.
Yeah, so we have SOC and SIM functionality for Control One in the product, but for deeper connections or for things where you want to aggregate, we support third-party connectivity, and we've recently launched expanded capabilities there. So a whole host of SOC and SIM partnerships are now available, so you can choose if you want a third-party management source that connects natively into Control One, and you can send that information out into a third party if you'd like to.
Pretty cool. How do they find out more information about it?
Best way, if you're at the event, come by and see us and talk to us, or you can jump on the website and you can come by and click on to get a demo, or reach out to us and we'll be glad to show it to you firsthand.
So some of the next shows you're going to be at?
The next big one is IT Nation. We get to see everybody there, and then we got the team spread out and running on the road anywhere we can get to.
Well, we'll hope to see you there. We'll be there, we hope that you guys will stop by and say hello to some of the Channel Pro folks when we walk by you on the show floor, but make sure you go see John and his team over at the Citricom booth. Make sure you go and visit with them. They're going to talk to you about some of the new functions they're offering, as well as anything else happening over there at Citricom.
Yeah, we've got a few things that will be announced by the time we get around IT Nation. So,
a little little leak there, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. It'll be fun. So stay tuned, and we'll catch up with you again, and I'm sure you'll be one of the first folks to let everybody know.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. Well, we're glad to hear it. So citracom.com, CYTRACOM.com, and they can, you know, look at all the new features they're offering there. If you're not trying them yet, give them a chance and try them out. We hope to see you soon. Make sure you stop by, say hello to the Channel Pro team wherever you see us, and we'll see you on the road soon. Make sure you come to our events around the country. Our 2024 calendar is just coming live. Go to channelproforum.com, where you'll find a list of all the Channel Pro events for 2024. We have one in cities near you. We'll be starting our year off in Chicago and working our way in March, and then working our way around the country and ending again in Los Angeles at the end of the year. But a city every month, basically, eight cities over 8 months throughout the year, and then four virtual events. So make sure you come out and visit us, and go to our website, channelproforum.com, and learn more about our events. Look forward to seeing you on the road soon. And we're back here on the show floor here at the seven-figure MSP event in Hollywood, Florida at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino. And we stopped by one of the newer vendors that are here. And you probably know their parent company, Dex, one of the largest printer imaging solutions company here in the U.S. market, if I'm not mistaken. But this is a different division. It's called Total Print. And Total Print is here to help you grow your business through managed print services. And we're talking with Dan Gayton. And Dan's going to tell us a little bit about Total Print and how it's helping MSPs grow their business through print options.
Thank you. Happy to be here representing Dex Imaging and, more importantly, Total Print USA. As you mentioned, we do have a managed print for MSPs program. It's centered around an agent program where our MSPs can earn reoccurring revenue on everything for the life of the account. So it never falls off for them. And essentially, we offer white glove service for everything to do with printers and copiers. So that includes toner, service, parts. We have a national service footprint that we're able to utilize. And those aren't your, you know, everyday up down the street printer copy guys. Those are all certified technicians for all the brands that we sell.
Now, how many of the brands are you offering these days?
So we offer all the top major photocopiers, including HP, which is what we lead with, and then also Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Canon, Lexmark. We have a large format division as well.
Excellent. Well, you know, there's a lot of printers out there in the world. People say, oh, there's no more print. Well, you know what? Everywhere I go, I find a printer and people are printing on it. In my office, I use it every day when I'm home,
yep.
Which most people know that listen to Voice of the Vendor. I'm very rarely home. I'm on the road almost every single week. But this week we're with you, and printing is something that we need and we use every day, and every business has them. And no matter what you want to do for document management, when it looks like what it looks like in your computer system and your servers and, you know, your storage, how you back up all of your technology, you still need to print stuff, and you know you need resources, and you guys have it. So, how easy is it to become part of the managed print services with Total Print?
Yeah, you brought up a good point. You know, printers are everywhere, and you know we're trying to be the anti-copier company in the space. We're not trying to just throw a bunch of new equipment through these leases. We offer true print as a service rental model. And one of the biggest things that we do, I think, to start working with MSPs is we can support customer-owned devices. So everyone MSP has customers that own printers that have a lot of life in them. We like to go in there, support those devices on a month-to-month contract, so no commitment. And it's basically like a try before you buy. They see what the work we do with those devices that they own. And then when the larger copiers come up from a lease, they're like, do you do those too? And we're like, absolutely. So it's really easy to get started with us. We have a simple intro call. We start an onboarding process. We have a two-page agent agreement. And from there, we start to onboard you, show you how to sell. But we have a full sales support team to support you and be the experts in print, so you don't have to worry about it. The idea is to take print off the MSP's plate.
That's an easy way to get reoccurring revenue.
Yes, and that recurring revenue never falls off. So life of the account. I've actually been on this program doing it for 6 years as an MSP, you know, and had a ton of success. And so now we're trying to emulate that success and make sure that our MSPs are experiencing that as well.
You know, we see a lot of the big brands. They offer managed print services like, you know, Epson and HP. Why you over them?
Well, some of our competitors, if you look into them, have MSPs. So I think that would be the first thing, if I was an MSP, what I'd be worried about. We're committed to the print game. And the other thing is, you know, all of our competitors are leading with a lease. They don't do same-day service. And we, although we can do leases, we lead with the true print as a service rental model. It's a lot more flexible for the end user. Simple email can upgrade their device, add and remove locations, and things like that. So we just take the bank out of the equation and offer a really competitive offer.
Perfect. Well, tell us how we find out more about Total Print.
Go to TotalPrintUSA.com or follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn. We're very active there. We try to put up a bunch of knowledge articles to help our customers. And, yeah, feel free to reach out. My information, Dan Gayton at TotalPrintUSA.com.
DanGayton?
Yep.
At TotalPrintUSA.com.
Yeah, with a little space, Dan.Gayton.
Dan.Gayton. Okay, perfect. Well, we look forward to hearing more about what you guys are offering to the industry and seeing you out there more. And, you know, that's it for me today. We'll see all of you on the road soon. I am out every week. Hope you're making it to the DeChambeau Defend event next week, November 1st and 2nd. But after that, I will be following up with IT Nation from there. So you can find me anywhere in Florida this month and in L.A., So try to find me, try to say hello, and look forward to seeing you on the road. But until then, have a fabulous afternoon, and we look forward to speaking with you soon. Don't forget, stop by and say hello to one of the Channel Pro partners, Channel Pro friends that you know. The Channel Pro team is always out there and always looking to meet with MSPs and with our vendors. So speak to you soon.